Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio as we shine closer and closer to that 10-year mark. And we're also live on Facebook. So wherever you want to catch the show, but to hear it all, you need to call in or click on the link for the show. You can find the show at Blog Talk Radio Journey into the Light, okay? And we have a great, awesome show for you tonight. So you're definitely going to want to start calling in now. 347-884-8245. And it says, from Lilydale, New York, one of the spiritual centers in America, I believe, for sure. Beautiful, beautiful place. People that go there tell me wonderful things. And Greg Keane, psychic medium, Reverend Gregory Keane, has been up there for close to 50 years. That's right. Close to 50 years. That's like half a century, guys. And he's been doing readings there. And he is one of the treasures, you know, the gifted, the ones who are always going to remember from Lilydale. And Greg's been associated with this show, though. Basically, he's been on here since the first year. So I've known Greg for a number of years. And what I love about Greg, which is a number of things, but Greg, when you get a reading from him, he is not only spot on what you're asking. I mean, he will bring up things and bring in spirits and loved ones of yours, like boom, boom, boom. Then, if that's not enough, Greg will bring up things you didn't even ask about. You didn't even think about. Greg a lot of times will say, you know, you had a tire go low on you, your car, you might want to check. He's just very, very gifted and has a beautiful heart, and he really cares about each and every one of you guys. I know when I went through the tornado of 2013, he always checked on me off air and make sure me and my family were doing all right. And I'll never forget that. So, because that's definitely not required to be a guest on my show. You don't need to check on me. But, and we are dedicating this show to our mission called Love in Action, our homeless mission that helps not just homeless people, of moving people like Burroughs, who's been homeless since 14 when his parents kicked him out of his house because why? He went to church with neighbors. And when his dad found out about it, he said, leave out that door now and don't you come back and don't you talk to your six other siblings. And he was isolated from his family at age 14. God led me to him because Burroughs wasn't asking for help. Burroughs didn't have a sign up or nothing. Burroughs, I'll remember the day as long as I'm here. Burroughs was pushing two shopping carts full of cans. He was going for one canister to another down the street. And that's how Burroughs made a couple of dollars, still does, in fact. And now at age 66, and after we found out he was in a terrific storm here in Oklahoma in the spring, where we had a storm with winds up to 100 miles an hour, and this is like 2 in the morning, and I said, well, how did you survive that? And he said, you see that blue dumpster? He said, I had to hop in there and then hold on to the lid with dear life because it was trying to yank me out of the dumpster. I mean, this is a human soul, guys. Human soul, like your, like you and like your brother and sister and your kids. And so when I heard about that a couple of months ago, and I said, you know, can you, see if there's someone here that will be, you know, wanting to maybe let us rent out their garage or their apartment or something. We found a lady. He later told me that there's a lady down the street that was willing to talk with me about renting out their apartment garage. And I'll never forget the day. And I said, well, can I get the phone number to call her this week? And he said, well, could you talk to her now? She's there. And he was so excited and so wanted me to talk to her then, and which I did. And I was thrilled when we worked out the deal. So now Burles has a place he calls home because of our group. Well, you can take a soul and bring them at age 66 to a place. What that does is it reminds me of what Daniel Brinkley told me on the very first year. And he told me, you guys know Daniel Brinkley, right? He had three near-death experiences, struck by lightning in 1976, I believe, dead for 26 minutes, and changed his life. So what he told me in my very first show that I interviewed him on, he said, Michael, if God couldn't come today and sent you instead on your life review, what will you see that you and God did together to make the world a better place? What have you and God done to make the world a better place? And we all have to ask ourselves that. And when I see in my life review, seeing Burles going from the street to having a place where he's got electricity, he's got a roof, he's got walls, he's got a fan, running water, he eats in the house, he's not starving anymore. So when I see that, that's one thing of, Michael, you're doing good. That don't stop there, though. I don't stop there. There's many more that we've helped and many more that we need to help, like a family right now that has no electricity and no food anywhere in the house, and they got two small kids. So I am trying to raise $250 to get that done tomorrow for them. This is our last night show of the week. So we are, I believe, $175 still short of that. And I pledged on the last show, I'll stay here, I guess, by myself until we can raise that. And to add to that, so we ask people, if you, anybody, even listeners, please donate. But if you're calling in also, we say donate $25 or more, and we'll give you a 10-minute reading. If you absolutely can't donate, still call in, still stay on the phone lines. But last thing I'll say is my wife has made a beautiful shawl, and it is, and the picture's on the show page and also on Facebook, and it is massive. It is big. And the first person, she dedicated this to the mission. So what we're saying is the first person to donate $100, which is basically retail on it, it goes for a great cause. $100, it's yours. And we'll ship it out tomorrow. With next month, September. It's a great time. But again, think of the cause. And so the first person, we only have one. So that's what we're doing also tonight. So with all that being said, and if you've donated, let us know in the chat room on Facebook or in the screening room when I come to you. So call into the show to speak to Greg, 347-884-8245. Let's put on one song, and then we're going to go to Greg and your calls here on Journey into the Light. And I am your host, humble host, I should say, Michael Long. Thanks for being here tonight, friends.
met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and looking all my life. I've been wounded, jaded, loved and hated. I've wrestled wrong and right. He was a boy without a father, and his mother's miracle. I've been reading, writing. To work late, and we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray, and then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him.
Beautiful song. We're back live here on Journey into the Light. Also live on Facebook. Thanks, guys, for all your love there in the Facebook chat. And Elizabeth, thanks for all your hearts and love. And Nikki, thanks for being my assistant and everybody there. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you and staying in the chat. It gives me a lot of energy here tonight. So, I'm really fired up. I really want to reach this goal here tonight, and as I said in the chat there on Facebook, I'm a little bit nervous because I I haven't looked at our board yet of donations because we'll give people a chance, and then I'm also worried to look because I'm afraid it's going to be depressing, and it's going to, so I'll give it a little more time for folks to go there. Anyway, and last thing I want to say is I love the name of our group, Love in Action, because love is spirituality is love, right? And then action. Action, actually going and doing the work, which I love to do, and but showing that action, showing the picture, showing the videos. I think that's so important when you have a group and you ask for donations that it's not a mythical, you know, like, hey, I'm building a spaceship, guys, and you know what I'm saying? I think that's important, and there's just too many, you know, things to go, you know, array, and things like that. You know what I mean? So anyway, we're glad you're here. We're here with Greg King from Lilydale. So call in, speak to Greg. You're in for a treat. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Elizabeth, again, thank you so much for all the hearts and the she just keeps it going and gives me energy here. That's why my hands are bouncing all over the place. That's a good thing. But if you have donated already, put in your area code if you can on the Facebook Live chat. If you can't do that, I'll come to you in the screening room anyway. So make sure you call in, press the 1 on your phone to speak to Greg. I will come to each folks in the screening room to get your information and help you out if needed. Okay, alrighty, and the links to donate are on the show page there on Journey in the Light. Also on top there where Facebook is, Nikki has very nicely posted that up there. Nikki's actually going to Lilydale here coming up in a couple of days, so lucky her. I told her to come pick me up so I could go out there and see Greg and everything. All right, let's bring on Greg King to the show. Welcome back, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Enjoying the day. It was wonderful weather here. Worked all day, but had a wonderful time. Went out for a nice evening dinner and had a good time.
Well, great, great. How are things going at Lilydale this summer?
Lilydale is working very well. We have a lot of people here. We have a lot of big speakers here and seminars and classes. This year we had over 200 seminars and classes that are throughout the 9-week season, and it's just been really hectic.
Well, great, great. Well, that's great. There's a lot of people there, and I think people need that to kind of get away from things and align their spiritual self.
Absolutely. I had a lady here today that she told me that I have read for her 37 years now.
Wow. That's amazing. That's great. That's great. That's great. All the people you've helped. That is really great. I feel like, you know, people need this more than ever, you know, with all the tension in the news lately.
Oh, yeah. I think there's been a lot more than tension.
Yeah. Right.
I think there's a lot of things around our president here that, on one level, he wants to stand his ground, and on another level, we don't want to start a war.
Right. That's true. My son asked me the other day, he said, my son's 23, he said, Dad, you don't think there'll be a draft, do you? I said, I sure hope not. But
well, this was quite a few years ago, but I went through that with the Vietnam War, and they drafted me, and I was going, and then they decided that between my size and weight and eyesight, they said, no, you know, we're not taking you. And I always thought that was a little bit strange because they were taking little skinny dudes, but they weren't taking me, and I could pull this table out of the floor if I wanted to. But you know, nowadays we haven't had that for a while, and hopefully we never have it again.
Yeah, I know. It's I remember that as a kid, you know, growing up, I was born after the Vietnam War, 63, but I thought about, you know, the draft and what would I do, and but yeah, that's why I said a couple of days ago, I said, you know, it's a good time on Facebook, I said, for all of us to, you know, to pray for world peace. This is a good time to do that.
That's an excellent time to do that, because I think we're having some real rhetoric building up here, and there's going to be some people getting very angry, and it's sort of sad in a way to see all this stuff going on, because, you know, you're dealing with some people that are a little nutty, and that's going to be more of a problem yet.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All righty. Well, Greg, you ready to take some phone calls?
Absolutely.
All righty, Greg, let's go ahead and you guys call on in, and to hear the whole show, if you're on Facebook, you need to call in to the radio show or click on to the link on Facebook Live. You can just hear me, because Facebook Live, there's a delay, so whenever match up. So please call in 347-884-8245 and to speak to Greg, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And again, if you donate, we'll give you up to a 10-minute reading. Also, as our thank you for helping out so many other people. Let's go to Shauna. Shauna, and welcome to the show. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, how you doing? What's your question?
I guess I have a question about if I should go on, go somewhere at the end of the month.
Go on what?
If I should go somewhere at the end of the month, to a class at the end of the month in a different state.
Well, I can see you making decisions about classes, and I feel it's an energy you've already been thinking about a long time. And now I see you coming to the point where you're really wanting to get it accomplished.
Yeah. I'm just, like, curious if it, if it's going to put me back financially, or if it'll be a good move that way.
Well, I feel you're going to have a good move, and I see you making the changes you want to make. And I see it moving forward for you. But I kept seeing you looking at career, and you've been thinking about changing your career of what you're doing.
Yes. That's what this class is about, is mediumship, actually, in New Jersey.
Well, I see it as something you would enjoy.
Yes.
Who's teaching?
Mavis and Reverend Janet. Mavis,
I feel you would enjoy it, but I feel there's another classroom you could look at also, and I feel there's going to be one that you're going to hear about. I know of one right now that's called Fellowship of the Spirit. When you get on the computer, look up Fellowship of the Spirit, Lilydale, New York, and you'll see another classroom setting. And I feel the energy around you is a good energy. I see you utilizing your ability and your mediumship again more. And I feel that'll really make sense to you to get that going.
Yes, for sure. I just want to make sure I'm moving in the right direction.
What's the fee for the class?
It's $465, but then I'm looking at, you know, travel, airline ticket, hotel, and all that on top of it, too. So, probably $1,500 to go.
Well, I feel the opportunity is going to work for you if you want to go, but I also feel there's another class setting you're going to look at. I feel good about it. I think you're going to be getting into some things here and enjoy it more. So don't be surprised here if doors open that you're going to be able to get into that right now. You may not even know about all of them, but that's going to be coming up. How old are you now?
I'm just turned 40.
Well, I see things opening up to you, and I've seen you thoroughly enjoying it, and I felt very comfortable with you making up your mind. And I kept seeing you also dreaming the future at times, because sometimes you have deja vus occur, that the deja vus are very strong for you, that sometimes you think it and it's there. It's happening.
Yes, that's true. I don't know if I'm if that's the mediumship part where I'm just my speed is at a different place or the time's at a different place or if I'm just, like, connecting to the spirit realm. But I do have those quite often.
Well, I see you connecting to spirit a lot, and I feel that works out well for you. But I'm seeing you learning to be calmer and allow yourself to be in a calmer space emotionally. As that occurs, you're going to be amazed how much you're going to pick up on. It'll be more and go further than what you have so far.
Yeah, I definitely feel like growing up, you know, the limiting beliefs have been a block. So I'm trying to figure out, I feel like the class will help me release some of those blockages,
yeah.
Hopefully.
I see it as an improvement. I see you doing better, and I'm seeing you becoming calmer overall. So I see a big change for you that's really a beneficial thing. I feel the need to go for it and not hold back.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Thank
and
you.
You've been having some thoughts recently about switching things around here concerning work, money, security, and you've been debating a little bit about taking on the thought of a new job. Because I keep seeing decisions around that, and I feel like you haven't settled your mind on it yet, but I feel like that's been going through your mind more.
It's just, I feel like I either need to really focus on mediumship. I do hair also. I've done hair for 20 years, and then mediumship's it's really gotten strong in the last 2 years since my dad has passed away.
I see you being real in tune to the mediumship and working with it. I feel when your father passed, he had a difficult time with chest and heart area of the body.
Yeah, he had lung cancer.
Because I kept feeling the chest area being very heavy for him. And I feel with him, he fought it, and he fought it, and he fought it, and he reached the end of it, where he just gave up on it and said, what am I fighting? And I see him with you, and I feel great feel of support there, and he watches over you all the time.
Thank you. That's very comforting. Thank you.
And you had an experience with him the one night where, in the dream, he came and talked to you.
It was my first night before my first group mediumship, because I've been doing group mediumship at people's homes. And I was wondering how he'd feel about it. And I saw his face, and he said, I'm so proud of you. Like, it was quick, and it was gone. But it was, like, so real. Like,
proud of you, and he's very supportive of your energy and very supportive of your direction. And to be able to be a little calmer and not get yourself as upset as you were, because you were getting yourself pretty wound about things. And he's talking about you calming down and being even more in tune.
Okay.
I see it working very well for you.
Well, I've always been interested. I mean, I just heard about Lily Dell. I think it sounds like an amazing place.
Yeah, it's 138 years old, and people have been here working in mediumship and healing. We have a healing temple, and that works wonderfully to help people and heal and work with the healing, and that's something that we do all the time. I've been a certified healer in the healing temple since I was 12.
That's amazing. Wow. I'm sure the energy there is amazing.
Well, I see you doing better yet with where you're at and what you're doing. I'm seeing you bringing about a better balance in the emotions, because people don't realize they're really, truly wound up you can be at times. But I'm seeing you learning to let go of that and not let it take the toll on you that it did before, because I feel for a while there, it really became fatiguing to you.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I'm from a farm community, so being a medium is not real popular. And I even grew up in a, you know, religious background, you know, where this was not right. So, like, just coming out has been a huge step for me, just to even start doing this and letting people know this is what I do. So,
well, I think you're going to come out more and allow it, and I think it's going to work well for you. I see you taking steps in that direction, and I think that will continue. And it'll be a good energy for you once you get going on it. It's going to be very nice.
Thank you. Do you feel like that's the direction I need to go versus staying in hair, in the hair business?
Well, I think you're going to do both for a while. I see you doing the hair thing, and I'm also seeing you doing the mediumship thing. And I feel the mediumship thing, you're working around it a little bit on the hair stuff. and you're going to be fine with it. It's going to work nicely.
Okay, great. Great.
Good luck with everything. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your message tonight.
You're welcome. You take care.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Alrighty, thank you for your call and your support again. And we're here with Greg Keane from Lilydale. Got a lot of callers here tonight. We do appreciate all of you. And so call in to speak to Greg, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Greg, okay? And then again, lastly, don't forget, we're doing this as far as a dedication to our homeless mission, Love in Action. The links are on the show page, the GoFundMe and the PayPal, or also on Facebook Live. Their links are there. And we say to all of you, if you can at all, please donate $25. We'll give you a 10-minute reading tonight, so it's a win-win situation for everybody. And we have a goal of we're down to $115 of turning a family's lights on and giving them food and for groceries, and they have two little kids, and we're trying to make a difference in their lives amongst many others that I go out and do on the weekends. Friday and Saturday is my day off. And lastly, there is a picture on this show page, also on Facebook, of a beautiful shawl that my wife just made, and she's dedicating it to the mission. So anybody that can donate $100, it is yours. We only have one. The picture's there. The thing is, the shawl is beautiful, and it is 70 inches wide and 33 inches in depth. If you have any questions, let me know. Let's go on to our next caller, and we're going to Greg. We're going to go to Guatemala and Silvana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hello.
Hi, Savannah. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm pursuing this. I've been unemployed for quite a while, but I'm pursuing this job that I've been interviewed, and I had my exam yesterday, so I was wondering what else I can do, if there's anything else I can do, or what my situation looks like in regards to that job offering that I took my exam from yesterday.
Well, I feel very good about you doing what you've done there, and I feel the door will be opening, and I feel an energy there. There's actually two jobs that's going to be out and available, and I can see you making decisions on which one you wanted to pursue. But I see that door opening for you, and I feel very good about it. I think it's going to work very well.
Do you, I don't know if I can, like, if it's like in the, at, what's, oh, I forgot the word in English, I'm sorry. Is it at the short term thing that you see it happening?
I see the door opening for that very shortly, and I could see you being very successful accomplishing it. So I don't want to hold back. I think it's going to work good. I also feel an energy with you that recently you've been stepping back from people some and feeling like you're becoming more selective with what you want in your life now, where in the past you'd have gone ahead and accepted less than what you really felt you wanted. And now I see you looking at things where it's like, I'm not going to let myself accept less. I'm going to have things in order.
True. That is, I have.
And you stepped back from a person recently that you decided that I'm not going to allow them to use, abuse, and manipulate me anymore, because for a while you put up with it, and now you're at a point where you wouldn't put up with it anymore.
Yes, I that is true.
I see you on track, and I see you being a lot calmer and not being as upset over it as you were before, because that really became frustrating for you. I see it working for you in a good way now and really balancing things out. So this is going to be a better energy, and it's just a matter of timing to bring balance to your life. Also, you've been noticing recently you've really stepped back a bit, and you're looking at people and realizing who the friends are and who the friends aren't. And you're becoming a lot more aware in that manner, where before it was like you just tried to overlook the bad and looked at the idea of trying to have the good. And now I see you stepping back enough from it where I'm not going to let myself be caught up in their negativity.
Can I be a little bit scared because you're hitting it on the end and the right track and a lot of things. So yeah.
Well, you're definitely on the right track.
I guess I wasn't aware. I wasn't actually so aware of it of once I'm hearing it from you. So thank you very much.
Well, I don't see you putting up with what you used to put up with, because you used to put up with a lot more, and it actually was very painful to you to go through that. And now I feel like you're regrouping emotionally a lot better. And I feel an energy, too. Would you understand you've reached a point recently that you have really felt that I cannot allow myself to be hurt by all these people and all these things going on, where before you would have. And now I see you stepping back enough and looking at it where I'm not going to allow that to happen. That's just not going to occur anymore.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I put up a sign today up in front of my computer saying, I choose peace today.
Yes, and that's what I feel is wonderful, is you're going to change the energy, you're going to develop the energy, and I see it working even easier for you and not have all of the emotions hitting you in the way that they were, because people don't realize this, dear, but you're really very sensitive and you carry things very deeply. And at times it's hurtful to you to think, how could these people be acting the way they're acting? And then they think they let on like it's all okay.
Yeah.
And you very just true. Broke away from a person that I want to say you cared about very much, but you reached a point where they weren't treating you with the love and respect that you know should be. And I feel like you stepped away and finally said, no, I'm not going to put up with this.
Right.
True.
Yeah, actually, I have. I usually try to call her, like, just to be sure that she was okay and everything. But she just every time, like, I'll see you, I'll call you, and she just, it was never there. And but I don't know why I continued pursuing. So I decided not, like, I do not have to follow people.
I see you doing a lot better and becoming a lot calmer emotionally, and I see it certainly making a huge difference that you're going to feel better about. And I feel money in front of you is going to be getting turned around here, and you're going to be able to accomplish more in a financial manner, because it's really worried you to look at finances and think at times like, how am I going to pull this all together here and keep it all going? And I feel like you're going to pull it together, you're going to keep it going, it's going to work well for you.
Exactly. My house, like how, without the job, how can I pay for it? I just don't want to reach that point where I don't know what to do.
Well, let me say it this way. You just recently reached a point where there's a little fear there because you were thinking you weren't going to be able to make the one payment.
Right.
And I see you making the payment. I see the money coming in, and I feel you're going to have the money to make the payment, and it's going to work for you in a good way. And I just see you being more at peace. I'm also seeing a new relationship in your life of someone being a very helpful, very caring person, and I feel like it's going to be new to you and a new energy for you, and it's really quite nice. I like the feeling around that.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for confirming, I guess, my work that I've been doing, and I'm on the right path.
Yes, you're doing fine. Keep at it. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your excellent work that you're doing also, Michael.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your support, and thank you for your loving energy and listen to the show. So take care.
Definitely. Bye.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Care. Okay. Let's see if we have Darlene as our next caller here. Darlene, is this you?
Yes, it is.
Great. We found you.
How are you?
Welcome.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Question.
My question is, I've been told by three different psychics that I will be going to Guam and I'll be initiated through my ancestors once I touch the water. So I want to know if you could tell me more about that.
I feel wonderful with it, but I also feel an energy with you that in some ways you don't have the trip lined up where it's a trip right now, but you've been looking at it as futuristic. That's what you've been thinking of doing.
Correct.
And I feel a door opening that you're going to be able to do that later. I don't feel immediately, but I would say later on there's a connection. And I see you following through with that, and it's going to work very nicely.
Okay.
And you've been going through a little period there that I feel emotionally there was some depression for a while, and you had a difficult time with that because you couldn't understand people acting in the manner that they were and having the attitude at times that they've had.
Correct, very correct.
Because I see you stepping aside more and not getting caught up in the negativity because you've been around it enough that sometimes you have the negativity going, and I just see you now at a point where I'm not going to allow the negativity to be there. I'm just not going to let that happen anymore.
That's so true.
I see more balance. I feel more calmness. But I certainly see you being more at peace.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So can you tell me more about the initiation? Is this true?
Initiation I feel wonderful with because I feel with you that you're being warned of it and guided to it, so it'll be a blessing. And I see your relatives with you and your teachers with you because I feel spiritually it's an energy that you're going to open up to more and more. I feel before you go there, you're going to feel completely at peace with the idea of moving in that direction, and that's going to work for you. I just see you making up your mind when you want to go because I see a door opening that's going to be something sooner than you think that would give you the opportunity. So when that opportunity arises, I really want to go with it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking my call.
You're more than welcome there. Would you recognize also you've been having thoughts of moving from one residency to another?
Not recently. My mother is ill. We don't expect her to live another year, but I have been thinking about where am I going to go after she's gone. I quit both my jobs and sold my house.
That's where I feel the energy, and that's where I feel Spirit bringing it up, is that I feel with you, you're going to be there. You'll be there till she leaves, but I see her leaving in her sleep. I feel she'll go in her sleep. I see her fighting everything, and she's been fighting hard, but then I see her reach a point where she'd really want to let go and not linger anymore.
Okay.
And you've already felt that from her.
Yes, I have.
And she made a comment to you that she wanted to go home.
She has. She's
and that's
made
not
that
home
clear.
To the house, honey.
No, she's made it clear that she wants to leave the earth.
Well, I want to put it simply. I feel very blessed. I feel very much in harmony. And I feel spirits around her, helping her. There's a gentleman in spirit watching over her that when he passed away, he had cancer in the body. He had the heart giving out, the lungs giving out. He had a whole bunch of stuff going wrong.
Yes, that was my father. Oh, yeah, I see him.
He's with you. He's with her. And I feel a great deal of love there that he watches over things for you. And he said to me, to let you know that things are going to work out in a financial manner, and you're going to get things settled in a financial manner, and you're not going to have all the turmoil that for a while that you were sometimes thinking you would have.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Thank you so much. You recognize you have his pocket knife?
I have a knife here, but I think that's my nephew's.
Well, he keeps showing me a pocket knife, and he was expressing the fact that you've been thinking about it a lot, that you've been looking at things and going, okay, I feel more attachment to things that are older and would have been around that.
Okay. I'll have to look for that. I know I'm going through
keep
all of this
mind.
Stuff. Okay.
A good feeling there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, God bless you, hon.
All right. You have a great day. Bless
you too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Greg, how do folks reach you for private sessions?
They'd like to reach me for a private session. The phone number would be 716-595-3529, 716-595-3529. And the website would be www.revgregoryteen.com.
Okay, very good. And we do have all that information, folks, right here on the show page, how to reach Greg. And Greg is a regular guest here on Journey into the Light on Thursday nights. So if you're listening in the archives, come on by on a Thursday evening here. Why don't you? Let's go up to the beautiful state of Wisconsin and bring in Michelle to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. What's your question?
My question is how you see my finances, and I heard your last call, and I was wondering if there's anyone around me to.
Well, I'm going to fill in around you of you regrouping on your finances and bringing it back to a point that you can handle. It'll be calmer. And I don't know who this is to you, but who'd be the person that they want to go ahead? It's like an attitude they have where they want you to take care of them, but they're not giving to you and taking care of you.
You mean somebody living or?
Yes.
My mother.
Well, I'll say it this way. Would you have, you'd recognize where she had a hard time dealing with the idea of being the mother emotionally?
Yeah.
Because I see her having a difficult time with that, and I feel you're learning to love her where you can, when you can, and how you can, and not be caught up in the negative energy, and not allow it to be something that would disturb you as much. And I see you being more at peace emotionally and just not be so drained over things. People don't realize it, but you have gone through a very depressing time there, and I feel you're getting away from that and not letting it take the toll on you that it was.
Yes, that's true.
And I see you making changes in your life now that you're not going to let yourself be in circumstances where it really becomes a harmful energy to you that it one time did. And I just see you really picky about it with what you want and how you want.
Yeah.
That door is opening, and I see you being a whole lot happier and a whole lot calmer, not having all the confusion going.
Definitely.
How old are you now?
I'm 50.
Well, let me say it this way. You don't look your age, feel your age, or act your age, and I feel recently you've reached a point where you're beginning to step back a bit and realize there's too many people that are users and manipulators, and that you're no longer going to put up with their energy.
Yep.
That makes sense?
It does.
I see it being a lot calmer and a lot more at ease than what it had been, and I'm seeing it going along a lot smoother emotionally. Good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You've been finding recently that you've been readjusting your life a bit where you're starting to step back more now and look at people and realize who the users are. You know, some people present themselves being in need, and then some people present themselves being in greed. And I feel like you're tired of the greediness of some of the individuals and how they approach things.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I see you stepping away from that and not allowing the negativity to be there. You were just having thoughts recently that you debate a little bit, but you were thinking about the idea of having another automobile.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing a new automobile, and I feel like you've been making up your mind more about that as to what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an open door. It's going to work very well. I see you being quite happy with it. Once you get it going, I see you being really quite happy with it.
Wow.
And you've been noticing recently there's a girlfriend of yours that you stepped back from, and you don't have the friendship there the way you one time would have, because there was a time you had more of a friendship with her, And now you're at a point where it's like, I'm not going to put up with her negativity.
Yeah.
Good energy. You're making the changes you need to.
Anything in the love life department?
Well, let's put it this way. What love life?
What do you mean by that?
True. You don't have any right now?
No.
Because I see you, that's why I said what love life, because I feel changes in your energy. I'm seeing developing a change there where I see you having someone come into your life that's really very kind, very considerate, and would be very good to you. And I could see that bringing to you the kind of energy and healing you really wanted. Because I see you having something really, truly settled and really, truly in order. And I feel like once that happens, you're going to be very happy.
That sounds nice.
Because you don't have people around you right now that you really trust completely. And I feel that's one of the things you've reevaluated. There are certain people you feel trust with, and there are certain people you feel like you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Big change, positive change. I see you being quite happy with it.
That sounds good. With my career or job?
I see you working things out with career and job, where you're making your mind up exactly how you want your life to be, because you, for a while, they were just doing whatever you needed to do to get by, but it wasn't something that you were really happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually thought about going back to school some.
I did.
Because I see some education and an open door to learn more, and I feel like it's going to position you in a good position of work and career. I can see you making better money than what you're used to. And once you get that going, I think you'd be amazed at it.
I did go back to school already. I just finished not that long ago.
Now, what degree is that?
On nursing. I have a master's.
Would you understand in the midst of that right now that you're debating between working with the nursing and then working with management of nursing?
Mm-hmm.
Because I see management of nursing opening up to you, and that door is going to be wide open, and it's really a wonderful energy.
That's good. Anything
I think it's great, dear. Let's go for it.
Anything, the creative side, too, because I do things like that, too.
Well, I feel very creative with your energy. I also felt some art around you, and I see you enjoying the art. I see this something that you're going to keep on the side and have your work and money coming in. But I see the art being something you'll be amazed at. There's some things coming up where I can see you actually making some money.
Yeah, I have a little.
I feel it's going to be opening up a lot more and a lot easier for you than what you have experienced so far.
Wow.
Have fun.
Sounds good.
Thanks for your call, Michelle.
You take care.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's go to Angela. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show. Hello, Angela.
Thank you.
You're calling from where?
Hi. I'm in Arizona right now.
Great.
How you doing, Angela?
I'm a little nervous.
What's your first question?
So I recently left my husband and took off on a beautiful healing trip, or what was supposed to be, with my dog. We were going to drive to Mexico from Vancouver Island, and boy, I have run into a lot of issues, and I'm currently sitting in a hotel room because now my transmission is gone and I'm having it worked on while I'm in another
yeah.
country. And I really don't know what – I feel like I'm kind of being blocked from going to Mexico, and I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't really have a home at this point to go back to because we sold our house. So I'm kind of lost in limbo in a strange land and have no idea what's going on.
Well, number one, I really feel with you. Now, you came down from Canada into the U.S. now?
Yes.
I feel very good about being in the U.S. and taking some time to look things over, because I see some things there you thoroughly enjoy, and I felt really very positive about it. And I'm also seeing you making a trip into New Mexico, and in Mexico, I feel an energy there that I feel there's a community, people that are artists and they're creators and they're wonderful spiritual individuals. And that's what I see you looking at and going to, because I feel going to a place that you're going to be in Mexico, but I don't see this as a tourist area. I see this as people that are spiritually very open and very understanding, and that you'd really be able to enjoy that.
Yes.
So that door is opening for you, and I can see you quite happy with it.
Okay.
Take your time. The things that need to be done are getting done, and you'll be fine. And also, would you recognize you've now stepped back a bit and realized, I don't want to run from things. I want to be able to release myself from things, but I don't want to be running from things.
Yes. Yeah.
And I feel very good that you're now looking at it in that form, which I feel is going to work very well for you. And I see you being quite happy with the results.
Okay. Am I going to have to go home first?
I feel the opportunity is going to still work out for you to go and do that. And would you understand someone at home sending you some money?
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw something about getting your money sent to you.
Probably. My in-laws, my husband bought a house with his parents and had to borrow half of my money from the house sales to buy the house that they bought until their house sold, and their house just sold. So next month they will be sending me my money.
Well, I feel good about it because I see you getting your money. And I see you breathing easier then, where it's like, okay, I know I have it in hand now, and I'm not having to wonder and worry about it, but I got it in hand now.
Okay.
And that's going to work for you.
Will I be safe in Mexico? Because I keep kind of going, I never felt like I wouldn't be safe, and now I kind of, I don't know, other people have put things in my head, and it makes me nervous now. I know there's lots of people who go and are safe.
That's where I see you going to a group of people that you'd really enjoy, and the whole group of people is very involved with healing and artwork and creativity. I mean, that energy is what's coming up, and I see you being able to do that and enjoy that, and I see that as being the answer for you. I don't see you just going to Mexico to be in Mexico. I see you connecting with people that you're going to be able to enjoy more.
And do you know how I'm going to find this place? Because I keep looking, and nowhere in Mexico really calls out to me as the place. I've been kind of looking everywhere.
Well, I feel the door opening that you're going to be talking to people yet.
Okay.
And when that works out, I could see you being quite happy with the results of having some people you'll enjoy.
Okay. Okay.
And you've been having some thoughts recently of looking for spiritual places in Mexico, but I want to say not just spiritual places, but the idea of you finding spiritual places that you'd be able to look at as people in healing and people involved in healing, and I see that kind of work around you. So that avenue is going to be opening for you.
That's what I did in Canada. I actually worked with hospice, and I did Reiki and crystal healing and such things.
Well, I see the door opening for you to work with people down in Mexico and enjoy doing it, and I feel there's some sort of a clinic or hospital setting that I could see you actually being involved in where they end up paying you to be there. They would donate to you to help you.
Okay. Wow. That's lovely.
Take your time. I feel the doors are going to be opening. And once they open up, I could see being quite happy with it. I just see this taking the time emotionally to be able to slow down a little bit and not feel like you have to push quite so hard.
Yes, definitely. I keep I feel like I need to get somewhere where I can unpack and kind of take a deep breath.
Well, I see you taking a deep breath, and I've seen you enjoying it, and I felt very comfortable that that door is going to be opening, and I can see you're really quite happy with the results, and I feel no problem in achieving it.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. You take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, I think we're down to our final call coming up here, and just to let the folks know I've been asking, we are still $75 short of the goal tonight. So if there's anybody out there that can reach that or they want to do the extra 25 and get the SHA, that's where we're at, $75. I do thank everybody who's donated tonight. And we're going to bring in Miriam. Thank you for your support, Miriam. Are you there?
Hi, Miriam.
Yes, hi.
How are
Hello?
You?
I'm good.
Hi.
Thank you.
What's your question?
Hi, Greg. I don't have a question, Greg, but do you see any dimensional beings or spirits around me?
I feel you have spirit around you, and I feel they watch over you. You have a guardian angel that's there. And would you understand, do you sometimes are sending out thoughts and prayers for the Indian people and the tarnics they've gone through?
What? I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I have a kitten here that's crying, and I can't concentrate. I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
I said, would you understand your connection to Indian people and that at times you feel a connection with them and there's an energy of healing and I see them around you on the spirit side of life and I feel they're watching over things for you and you have a lot of experiences and dreams where you travel out of the body astrally a lot and I feel you have met with other beings and other entities in the sense of your travels.
Thank you for saying that. You know something? I see dimensional beings, and I'm able to hear them. And
yeah.
So I've been aware a few years back that one of my past lives, I was Indian. And I had a medium who also confirmed that. But then she didn't say what type of Indian I had a previous life. One of my previous lifetimes. I didn't know, she didn't say whether it was Indian from India.
I see Lakota Indian.
Okay, yeah. I connect with natives, with Indian natives, American. Yes, I agree with you on that one.
Well, I feel the energy there, and I see them around you to help you, and I've seen you taking the time to be more connected with Indian ritual, even to the point of being involved in a sweat lodge.
Really?
Yes, I feel that's going to be a spiritual understanding and experience for you, and I see spirit working with you more. And it's really a very nice energy. I feel they're very, very happy people.
Yes, I'm surrounded by dimensional beings, light beings. They're surrounded in light. And I have done some astral traveling, out-of-body experiences as well in the past.
Well, I see the out-of-body experiences. I see the travel. I feel wonderful with it. You're going to have more of it happening. And as it comes through stronger and more for you, I see it surprising you how many things will come through and how strong it can really be.
Yes, thank you so much for the information. I just want to confirm it because I needed someone that has the same ability like me to give me that affirmation. And that's what I needed from someone who has it as well.
Well, I see you opening the door to things and having a lot more happen, and it's a very positive experience for you. And I see spirit working with you in a way that's a healing energy and upliftment energy, because I feel like you've been worried about finances, and you have a concern over finances. And I feel you're going to be able to balance that out and have more in hand coming up here.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Thank you. Your, I love your reading. It's awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great night, Greg.
You too. God bless you. Take care.
The same for you.
All righty. Thanks for your call there, Miriam. Many blessings to you. Greg, thanks so much for coming on. Great readings and great connections. And have a good weekend.
Thank you. God bless you. Take care now.
God bless, Greg. We'll see you back here next Thursday. Good night.
Good night.
All righty. That's Greg Keane from Lilydale, and that was just awesome. Greg is just one of a kind. He's really great. And what he does and helps so many, and great connections. So we definitely want to thank Greg a whole lot here for coming on tonight. Thank you, Greg. We appreciate you, and Greg will be back next Thursday at the same time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. And to the listeners out there, we are $75 short of our goal tonight. So yep, just checking the total, see if someone magically angel slipped in. But no. So if there's anybody out there that can donate, or a couple of people, and we can beautifully wrap up this week and say that we have accomplished a lot of great things. And again, anybody who wants to add $25 to that $75, make it $100, you get the Shaw. So that will definitely keep you warm. And I guarantee you, it's very beautiful and very, very well done. My wife makes beautiful cross-stitch and made me a beautiful blanket for Christmas. Oh, my gosh. The thing is so soft and so thick. And now my kitty has stolen my blanket. Because she just had a shave. And the little Persian don't have much hair right now. So she's a little cold. So I have made her a bed on the love seat where she goes and sleeps. Everybody, you can come into the Facebook chat if you're on the show. We're still hanging out here. I know we're live on the radio, but you actually can chat with us. Hello, Tracy from England. Tracy should be asleep, but it's 3 a.m. there. But she's joining us, and we're happy for that. And we're having an after party, I guess you would say, hoping that someone comes through and we can reach our goal. We met our goal, Nikki said. All right. She must have made the donation. And she did. And she gets the item. She gets the Shaw. Woo! My Friday girl, Nikki. I'm going to be missing her, though, because she is going to be leaving, going to Lilydale, among other places, for, I think, 10 days. So if anybody wants to be my assistant for that 10 days, let me know. Otherwise, Mike will be doing that too. Thank you so much, Nikki. Appreciate you. We love you. And love to everybody here on the show. And Nikki, please send me your mailing address on Messenger. Or better yet, why don't you text that to me and let me know when you want me to send it, because I know you're going on a trip. So do you want me to wait till you get back? Or well, anyway, you let me know and I will do as you instruct. As, you know, the Shaw is beautiful. every bit worth. If it was retail, it would easily be 85 to 100, easily. And so win-win. It goes for a great cause, and you're, you know, what more can I say? And I think it's a beautiful thing my wife did, and goes for a great cause. So she may be doing a few more. So anyway, so we can wrap up then. And okay, Tracy. But we will all know the trouble. Okay. Oh, okay, your daughter's listening. Okay, cool. Very neat. Well, welcome to the daughter, Tracy's daughter. Good to have you here. You have an awesome mom who loves you dearly, I know. So thanks for being here. Anyway, we are going to wrap up here. I will be off then Friday and Saturday. Be back Sunday. And we got a great guest on Sunday. We have a new guest on Monday. And it's really going to be great. So, and then Michelle on Tuesday. And so, anyway, hats off to everybody. Love all of you guys. You guys are awesome. We're on Facebook Live right now. We're also on Journey into the Light. But if you want to join us here, we're going to be wrapping it up, though. Time for Nikki, since you donated that last amount, you can pick the first strawberry. How about that? Go ahead, Nikki. And you can actually have two. I wish it was that easy. I wish you could actually grab some. Hi, Rachel. And Nick. Is Nick there too? Is that what you're saying? Hi, Rachel. Hi, Sonia. You know, I need a deck of angel cards. That I could pull for everybody. That would be a lot of fun. Oh, man. I'm eating on the show. I forget that I'm not on just on. Oh, God. I forget I'm not just on Facebook. All right. So you guys on Journey in the Light, I'm going to wish you well. A good night. I love you all. Thanks for being here. I still have you guys listening on Facebook. I forgot all about that. I was still on the radio show. Thanks to all you guys. And have a good night on Journey into the Light. Love you all.